USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
They've had this for a long time. This is a late hit.
California Congressman Republican Duncan Hunter telling Fox News it's pure politics and he did not misuse campaign cash, but he's been indicted. Hunter and his wife at the courthouse in San Diego pleading not guilty to charges they used $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The 60 counts range from wire fraud to falsifying records.
My prosecutor and the acting U.S. attorney that issued the court orders to search my house and my office had just attended a Hillary Clinton fundraiser with another U.S. attorney out of here in San Diego.
The former Marine tried to justify using campaign funds for an Italian vacation by scheduling a visit to a Navy base there, and when the Navy couldn't accommodate the date, Hunter allegedly told his chief of staff, "Tell the Navy to go F themselves." This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Hurricane Lane heading toward Hawaii, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Dangerous Category 4 Hurricane Lane is pushing ever closer to the Hawaiian Islands, and it has already begun unleashing excessive wind and rain on the Big Island. The storm is expected to maintain hurricane strength at least through Friday, and up to 30 inches of rain is also expected. This business owner said he's doing what he can to prepare.
So we're taping up all the glass, we get sandbags, we got the plywood up all the frames, so all we can do is hope for the best, right?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, ISIS claims its leader still alive. The terrorists releasing an audio recording, reportedly the voice of radical Muslim leader al-Baghdadi. Now, some thought he was killed in a drone strike, but his body never found. The voice on the tape calls on terrorists to attack the West. The tape runs almost an hour and asks followers to use cars, trucks, and knives to carry out terrorist attacks and kill non-believers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In Nashville, Tennessee, the Waffle House shooter being sent by a judge to a mental hospital to be treated for schizophrenia ahead of trial. USA Radio's Wendy King now with the story.
A judge has ruled that 29-year-old Travis Reinking is mentally unfit to stand trial on charges that he fatally shot four people at the Waffle House restaurant in Nashville on April 22nd. Forensic psychologist Rena Eisen testified at a court hearing.
To be not competent means that their mental illness is causing them to not be able to assist their attorney in their defense or to understand the proceedings against them.
Eisen says Reinking is refusing to take medication that could help treat his mental illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Kroger, one of our country's largest supermarket chains, getting rid of plastic bags. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the story.
Kroger's, the largest U.S. grocery chain, according to stores and sales, saying it's removing single-use plastic bags, first from its 63-store QFC chain in the Pacific Northwest next year, and will eliminate those bags from all 2,800 Kroger-owned stores by 2025. Kroger currently sells reusable bags for a dollar and will start to ramp up the availability of those. The company is also looking into phasing out plastic bags for meat and produce. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.